I've been working all day long. Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal bluesmen. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
Hi, everybody. It's Blues Before Sunrise, the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. And we start another program off with me talking as opposed to playing a record. That's right, we've got a special theme this week. We did this program originally back May 12th of 1991, and we worked from roughly the same playlist. Understand that I put a program together back in 1991, and I've spent the time since then, what would that be, 35 years, 34 years, and I've got a lot more records in the collection to fill out some of the things that our theme centers around than I did originally. So it's not exactly the same lineup, but it's the same theme. And basically what we're going to do are listen to the recordings that were written by a young black woman named Jessie Mae Robinson. She was born in Call, Texas, back in October of 1918. She came to the Los Angeles area as a young girl and managed to write a series of what were, well, originally R&B hits. They were, she would write songs and then try and get black artists that she saw in Los Angeles to try and do these. And they were so successful that she actually had a lot of white crossover. Jessie Mae Robinson had tunes that were covered by Elvis Presley, Patti Page, Frankie Lane, Joe Stafford, Hank Snow, Wanda Jackson. But I guess the more important aspect, that was sort of a unique thing because there weren't many black composers back then that had white crossover. But the thing was, she provided material for a lot of R&B artists, a lot of the black artists that had big hits out of them. And we're going to spend this hour, part of next hour, listening to the tunes that she wrote and that some of your favorite artists recorded. For instance, when I looked at this playlist that I had originally done, I actually just took them in order as they were recorded. We went chronologically. Her very first recording that, you know, had any attention at all. And we just took them as the calendar went by. So that's what we'll do this week. The very first record that she did that actually made any noise was given to Dinah Washington. And Dinah recorded it in December 1945. This was with Lucky Thompson in the band. And this was done for the Apollo label. Lucky Thompson and his band Charles Mingus and Milt Jackson, a couple of jazz notables. Going back to December 45, it was, well, when she wrote it, it was Mellow Man Blues. But Dinah was singing about herself, so she made it Mellow Mama.
Thank you. of loving, and I own the copyright. I'm gonna put it on the market and do all my business right. I know my man is crooked, and I know my whiskey's straight. And I know that man can send me 40 bills just like a snake.
Dinah Washington singing Jesse May Robinson's tune Mellow Mama Blues from December 1945 for the Apollo label. Lucky Millinder, Milt Jackson, Charles Mingus all heard on the recording. Up next were sides that she wrote for Eddie Cleanhead Vinson. Cleanhead had been working during the war with Cootie Williams and his orchestra, and at the end of the war, around 44 or 45, he went off on his own and started recording. And in October 1946, the first of these, Jesse May Robinson wrote Cleanhead Blues. Then, about 6 months later, well, actually about, 5 months later, Old Maid Boogie. And then a couple of months after that, she wrote another one for Cleanhead called the Railroad Porter Blues. So here's a set all under Cleanhead Vinson's name, all written by Jesse May Robinson.
Folks call me Mr. Cleanhead, 'cause my head is bald on top. Folks call me Mr. Cleanhead, 'cause my head is bald on top. Every week I save a dollar when I walk by that barber shop. If it wasn't for you women, I'd have my curly locks today. If it wasn't for you women, I'd have my curly locks today. But I've been hugged, kissed, and petted till all my hair was rubbed away. When it starts to get winter, my head gets kind of cold. I try to grow a little hair, but I can't to save my soul. When it comes to getting summer, I get such a pretty tan. You can hear all the women holler, "Where can I find that Cleanhead man?" Yes, they call me Mr. Cleanhead, 'cause I've been bald a long, long time. But I don't need to worry, you get yours, and brother, you know I'll get mine. Heard my story, and I hope you'll understand. While you hear all the women holler, "Where can I find that Cleanhead man?" Thank you. you know you're growing old. Wake up, old me. Don't you know you're growing old? You better find you a man who can satisfy your soul. Night ain't no fun when you're sleeping by yourself. Night ain't no fun when you're sleeping by yourself. You better find you a man if you want to keep your health. When you were sweet 16, you had a dream. When you were 21, you missed your fun. Now you're 25 and you're still alive, but you never found a jockey who would let you ride. Wake up, old me. Don't you know your time ain't long? 10 more good years and your youth will all be gone.
Dirty dishes. The whole house was a wreck. But before she said good morning, that woman asked me for my check. Yes, I'm just a railroad porter when I'm riding on that track. One of these mornings, baby, your daddy's gonna double back. I was so glad to be back home, 'cause I hadn't had no loving all the time that I was gone. She said, I'm so sorry, Daddy, you'd better make another run. The doctor said to take it easy, 'cause I've been having too much fun. Yes, I'm just a railroad porter when I'm riding on that track. One of these mornings, babe, your daddy's gonna double back.
All right, there's Cleanhead, Eddie Cleanhead Vincent. Set-asides there all three of them done for the Mercury label, and all three of them were written by Jesse May Robinson. First was Cleanhead Blues from October 1946, and this is the second of her tunes that drew any attention. After that, we had The Old Maid Boogie from January 1947. A couple months later, Cleanhead and the Big Band and Railroad Porter Blues from April 1947. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. This week, we're listening to tunes, first couple of hours anyways, that were written by a black woman out on the West Coast in Los Angeles. Her name was Jesse May Robinson. And of the tunes that she had recorded in 1947, there's one more. We'll start the next set with it. This is Charles Brown, along with Johnny Moore and the Three Blazes, on the exclusive label from November of 1947, and Money's Getting Cheaper.
Price is getting steeper, money's getting cheaper. Bound was ever woman, but I just couldn't keep her. Cause time's getting tougher than tough. Things get rougher than rough. Well, I make a lot of money, but I just keep spending the stuff. Pork chops on the market, ask the butcher for a pound. Couldn't buy a pork chop when I laid my money down. Cause time's getting tougher than tough. Things get rougher than rough. Well, I make a lot of money, but I just keep spending the stuff. To live, but I guess I'll have to try. Undertaker's got a union, and it costs too much to die. Cause time's getting tougher, things get rougher. Well, I make a lot of money, but I just keep spending the stuff. Politicians telling folks to cut down on the meat. Why don't they cut the prices and let all the people eat? Cause time's getting tougher than tough. And things getting rougher than rough. Well, I make a lot of money, but I just keep spending the stuff.
Charles Brown, along with Johnny Moore and the Three Blazes, and Money's Getting Cheaper from November 1947 on the exclusive label. Johnny Moore on guitar, Eddie Williams on bass, Charles Brown on piano and vocal. And I was laughing to myself while I was listening to this. I said, Charles made a lot of money because he, Johnny Moore, and the Three Blazes were very popular and made record after record after record. And he's right, he did make a lot of money, and he did keep spending this stuff. If you knew anything about Charles Brown, almost all the money he ever made, he spent on horse races. He lost all of his money as a gambler. That was the last of the Jesse May Robinson recordings from 1947. I don't know what happened during 1948. I don't see anything here. But we'll pick up the thread. In the year 1949, she made a connection with blues boogie pianist Amos Milbourne, and they had some success together. We'll start it with this one. This is from February 1949, Amos and In the Middle of the Night.
In the middle of the night,
you keep coming back to me. And I'm wondering, where can my love be? In the middle of the night. In the middle of the night. Thoughts of you bring teardrops to my eyes. I keep praying for the sun to rise. In the middle of the night. What can I do? What can I do? Last night you told me we were through. After all I've done for you, I'm all alone and feeling blue. In the middle of the night, I keep longing for your tender kiss. How could you leave me all alone like this? In the middle of the night.
I'm gonna play this boogie, and I'm gonna play it all week. That we're gonna send down to the corner and get another fifth, and everybody else in the house is gonna take a little nip. In this old Roman house, guess I'll get on back in the groove, 'cause the next week I know I'm gonna have to move. Let's go.
down dirty blues. That's my landlady knocking on the wall. Jack, she's in that bed because we're having a ball. Now I'm just peeping in and she wants to sleep. I'm gonna jump this jive, Jack, all this week. Take it easy. All right, you don't need to knock anymore. You don't need to have to knock anymore. Play it on, Daddy-O. Play it on, Daddy-O. I know doggone well I gotta move out of this room next week. But I'm ready, so help me, I'm ready. Because I had myself a solid ball. A solid ball.
Tired of sneaking around with you. I wanna meet you in the sunlight, not in a secret rendezvous. 'Cause I'm so tired of sneaking around with you. You never meant to be mine. You've had so much time, but I was just blind to see. I've got my pride, so why should we hide when you might as well be free? Oh, yes, I love you. You know I love you. I wanna tell the world I do. That's why I'm so tired of sneaking around with you.
Thank you.
my pride. So why should we hide when you might as well be free? Oh, yes, I love you, baby. You know I love you. I want to tell the world I do. That's why I'm so tired of sneaking around.
Hey, there's Rudy Render. Now, I had never heard the name before either, but I remember there was a guy that was on the Chicago scene here. He's a bass player, a young black guy. In fact, he was, I think, like a year older than I was, so that made him young. And he used to ask me for that all the time. Maybe some of you old-timers out there knew him. Tom Palmer, who never told me his name until near the end of his life. He always just identified himself as the unknown record collector. And just like me, he loved all these old records. And that was one he always asked for. I've got the 78 of it somewhere, but I took that version off of YouTube. Pretty bad sonically. From 1949, Rudy Render, of all things, on the London label, if you can believe it, and Sneaking Around, which was a composition by our star this hour, Jesse May Robinson, who wrote so many rhythm and blues hits. That rounded out our set from 1949. We started with the last of the sides that were done in November 1947, Charles Brown and Money's Getting Cheaper. Then we listened to Amos Milbourne, started us off in February. In the Middle of the Night from February 1949, then we heard the Rooming House Boogie from July 1949. And just like everything that Amos Milbourne recorded during his heyday, they were all done for the Aladdin label. He was an exclusive Aladdin artist. After the Good Times ran out, then I remember he had a record for Motown. Barry Gordy brought him in and made records with him. But we had In the Middle of the Night from February 1949. Then in July of 1949, Amos recorded the Rooming House Boogie, just an excuse to play some boogie piano. And then we had Cab Calloway with a cover of that same tune. His dated from November of 1949. And it was one of the last really good sessions that he got. His contract, I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. His contract with Columbia had run out, and he was looking for another place to record. And the music was changing. Of course, he was one of the stalwarts of the big band era, and bebop had come in during the war years, and Cab was very contemptuous of bebop music. And during the sessions that he did for RCA Victor, there were two of them, one in August, one in September. He sang a song about Joe Louis, old Joe Louis, and then a tune that was popular called Your Voice, sort of a novelty record. And we had the record we heard, Rooming House Boogie, and the flip side of this one was a thing called I Beeped When I Should Have Bopped, taking a swipe at the new music at bebop. But there was Cab, Rooming House Boogie, November 1949, and Rudy Render to wrap it up with Sneaking Around from 1949. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing, and as we almost always do, hour number one devoted to the sounds of Bronzeville, the jazz-oriented side of the blues. And our theme this week, we're listening to records that were written by a young black woman, Jessie Mae Robinson was her name, and there were a series of R&B hits that she scored during this era, the years after World War II. Let's do another set. We'll wrap up things that she did 1949. Here's another one. This is Amos Milbourne again, and Square Dance Boogie, and after that, everything in this set is from the year 1950.
now a plaid shirt. All you women grab your gingham skirts. Now just follow me on out to the barn, cause me and my band's gonna play some cards.
To the front,
bring your partner.
To the back,
bring your partner.
To the left,
bring your partner.
To the right,
bring your partner.
I'm gonna show you squares how to do the square dance tonight.
If you can't swing, get out of the way. When you get tired, go and lay in the hay. None of you folks got time to talk, so let's everybody do the camel walk.
To the front,
swing your partner.
To the back,
swing your partner.
To the left,
swing your partner.
To the right,
swing your partner.
I'm gonna show you squares how to do the square dance tonight.
Men form a line to the left. All you women do the sloop footstep. Now you men take a circle of ten and let those women start booging again.
To the front,
swing your partner.
To the back,
swing your partner.
To the left,
swing your partner.
To the right,
swing your partner.
I want to make you squares do the square dance tonight.
Out of that beat-up shack, and then they ride on home
that chartreuse Cadillac, yeah.
Did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low.
Lemonade. Oh, what a party! should have stayed at home. Oh, what a party. I was like a chaperone. I couldn't boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low.
Tears in my eyes, blue as I can be. Just had another woman to walk out on me, but I'll keep on trying. I'll find my real true love somewhere. Someone to love me like I love her, and always treat me fair. Somewhere. I feel so hot, thought it was real. She played me for a fool, and you know just how I feel. But I'll keep on trying. Without teardrops falling from my eyes, I believed her when she told me such sweet and lovely lies. I could laugh, wish I could cry, get so tired of living, but I don't want to die. I keep on trying. No, I'll never be the same. People say the sun is shining, but I'm still walking in vain.
Such a fool. Ask me, I should know.
Once there lived a silly little fool.
I still remember the way she would cry each time you said goodbye and walked in the rain, almost insane. But please don't ask me why. Once there lived a fool, but as wise men say,
Even fools in love, they make up one day. There's no more sadness, no tears in her eyes. I'm so glad she's free. Once there lived a fool, that fool was
once me. There lived a fool, a silly little fool. Many, many fool was fool.
There is Savannah Churchill from December of 1950, and Once There Lived a Fool with the Striders. That was the name of the vocal group behind her. Rounds out our set. Let's see, we started Amos Milbourne. We had Square Dance Boogie, December of 1949. Then we had Amos again from January 1950, the Sax Shack Boogie. We listened to Louis Jordan with a two-parter, The Blue Light Boogie, Parts 1 and 2, from June of 1950. And I don't know what your ears were like, but if you had good ears, you heard that guitar player. That was Bill Jennings playing along with Louis Jordan, part of the band at that point. After the Louis Jordan side, we picked up one more by Amos Milbourne. This one's September of 1950, and Tears, Tears, Tears. And then Savannah Churchill and Once There Lived a Fool, December of 1950. Hey, I saved one more record from the year 1950, and this was probably the one classic that she's so well known for. Again, we're listening to tunes that were written by Jessie Mae Robinson. And Jessie Mae wrote this, and it became a number one hit for the year. From December of 1950, she let Charles Brown sing it. He was the first of many to do this classic blues recording called Black Night.
Nobody cares about me, ain't even got a friend. Baby's gone and left me, when will my troubles end? Black night is falling, oh, I hate to be alone. I keep crying for my baby, but now another day is gone. I've got no one to talk with, to tell my troubles to. Don't even know I'm living, since I lost you. Black night is falling, oh, I hate to be alone. I keep crying for my baby, but not another day is gone. Troubles, my father has his too. brother's in Korea, and I don't know just what to do. Black night is falling. Oh, I hate to be alone. I keep crying for my baby, but now another day is gone.
Yeah, there's Charles Brown and big hit Black Night from December of 1950, written by Jessie Mae Robinson. Remember I said that she had some white crossover in the short time that we've got here before we break for station ID? Let's do a sample of this one. It's Dinah Shore, believe it or not, tune that Jessie Mae Robinson wrote called Keep It a Secret.
If you see my darling with somebody new,